Yes, so for this program, I wanted mostly to bring the sound world of some of the most romantic composers in classical music. And we're going to have a collaboration with the Nilsson Chorale. They're going to sing the absolutely lush and gorgeous setting to the poem Nanny by Schiller. So Brahms wrote this wonderful piece called Nanny. Now, Brahms was a composer that was influenced a lot by the music of Robert Schumann,
Sure, his
who
teacher.
was, yeah, the poet of the piano, as they call him. And Schumann also is, like Brahms, those were composers who were influenced a lot by poems, and they set these to music. I think Brahms, in particular, to me personally, no one wrote better choral music than
Yeah,
Johann
I love
Brahms.
his choral
Is just
music.
unbelievable. So these two musical world, we're doing a Schumann symphony, we're doing a Brahms piece for choir, and then we're doing a piece by Gustav Mahler, a short piece that was intended to be in his first symphony, actually. It was a slow movement that he eventually took out, Blue Mine. It's and Mahler is a conductor, did a lot of the music of Brahms and Schumann, and he was influenced a lot by their musical language. So we have this weird connection of world of sound. So another piece is on the program is a piano concerto by a composer that probably most people don't know about because he was forgotten for many years, and that's Viktor Ullmann. The reason I put him on the program is because I think Viktor Ullmann's music is a direct continuation of Gustav Mahler. So we're going to play a piano concerto by him, and you could think if Mahler lived 30 years more and wrote a piano concerto, which actually he never actually wrote piano concertos, what would that have sounded like? So there's again another connection to this. And Viktor Ullmann is, to me, on a personal level, a very interesting and important composer that I love bringing his music to audiences. He was arrested during World War II, sent to the camp of Terezin, which was a camp in Czechoslovakia, mainly for artists. A lot of artists ended up there, but it was also a station before being transported to Auschwitz, where he found his death. This piano concerto was written just a few years before he was arrested. You can hear the absolute genius of this composer through this music, and luckily his music survived. So it's been performed maybe once or twice in America at all, and I'm really excited for the audience in Rockford to experience this powerful music by Viktor Ullmann.
And who will be playing that with us?
There's a pianist who's based in Berlin. Her name is Einav Yarden. She's an Israeli. And I've been talking to her about this project for a long time. It's also hard to convince artists to dive into projects of music that they don't know, or they don't know if audience will how they will react. But as soon as she heard the a recording of this work, she said, "Oh, it was no question she wanted to do it."
That's exciting.
Yeah, and she's an amazing pianist.
That's going to be really fun. Something special.